Okay, I really don't talk a lot about my personal private life, but I think you may need to hear this. I am 45 years old, and about 10 years ago, I began randomly experiencing these extremely sharp burning pains and stiffness in some of my joints, and it could be any joint any day. So one day it might be a finger or two, the next day my knee, the next day my hip, the next day my neck, I couldn't even turn my head. You never knew each day where the problem was going to be. It was totally unpredictable. And for a long time, I just wrote it off as aging, and I did my best to ignore it, to suck it up. But as the years progressed, this painful phenomenon progressed, and it would kind of vanish for a week or so, and then it would come back. And last year, 2021, it started becoming more frequent and more severe, and then I realized that in addition to this, I was becoming a lot more tired and fatigued than ever before. I mean, I would literally sleep sometimes for 2 days, and then I would wake up and just still have basically no energy. I mean, I didn't even want to get dressed. Now, if you know about my life, you know that I have always been an exceptionally active person. I worked for the Travel Channel, for example. I've traveled to many exotic locations around the world and done all kinds of work and investigations and high-stress situations. I mean, I've camped in the mountains in scorching heat and in bone-chilling snow, and I've hiked all over the desert, the tropics, cliffs. I mean, I've snorkeled, scuba dove in the oceans, etc. I mean, you probably know my history. And so I finally realized that something was definitely wrong with me. At 45, I should not be feeling this way. So long story short, I went to my doctor, and he sent me to another doctor, and he sent me to another doctor, and they ran some tests, and finally I was told, you have rheumatoid arthritis. Now, that is not something that you want to hear, because rheumatoid arthritis is not like typical osteoarthritis, where a particular joint just kind of wears out over time, and you can just sort of deal with that joint physically, for better or for worse. Rheumatoid arthritis is different. This is an incurable, genetically inherited autoimmune disease in which your body randomly attacks its own cells and joints systematically, and sometimes with a real vengeance, and it progresses over time the rest of your life until eventually, in some cases, you may not even be able to use your fingers. And you could end up in a wheelchair. It has happened to many people. And many people consider rheumatoid arthritis, or RA, to be a devastating condition for which, once again, there is no cure. Now, there are treatments that can attempt to slow down the progression, and that's the best they can do medically. And unless you can somehow intervene, otherwise, you're out of luck. And listen to this. To try to slow down this progress. I mean, there are pills you can try taking or infusions that can be given to you, kind of like an IV for a few hours each week. And these treatments can easily cost thousands of dollars per month. Easily. In fact, as soon as I was told I had this, every doctor I talked to said, I hope you have good insurance. Well, the fact is, I don't have any medical insurance, and I won't get into why that is, but I have always just paid out of pocket for my medical services. So once I understood what I had and what my future may look like, I knew I had a new project on my hands. I would have to learn everything I could about naturally treating this condition, but also take full advantage of all of my metaphysical knowledge and my approach to manifestation. And in this podcast, I'm going to share with you the mind-bending journey I've taken and what I have discovered. And I will share with you what worked for me and something that I think many, many people should experiment with regardless of your situation. This is something that might help you in a lot of cases. And you know, I do not usually talk about health-oriented topics because I am not a doctor and I have zero medical training. It turned my stomach to just dissect a frog in high school. So don't take any medical advice from me, okay? I know nothing. What I'm going to do here is just tell you what I have done and what has been helping me, and maybe you will find it valuable for yourself or someone else as well, okay? And if you want to experiment with some of the things that I've been personally using, I assembled them all together into a little kit, and this is totally different than the last one that some of you got from me with the Tesla purple plate. I'll tell you about this new thing later, but I only have about 85 of these because it's very difficult to get the real deal when you get the authentic stuff. You'll see what I mean. I'll get into that soon. Okay, but first, as soon as I knew what I had, and this is just listen to this alone, okay? I started digging deep, and I found a huge community of people with RA who found that their pain would often vanish if they took this very affordable powder each day from a plant called Moringa. That's spelled M-O-R-I-N-G-A. This is this green shrubby tree that primarily grows in India and similar climates. And the leaves, they say, have 7 times more vitamin C than oranges and 15 times more potassium than bananas. And also calcium, protein, iron, amino acids, which they say helps your body to heal and build muscle. And if you just go to Amazon, you can find all kinds of really good deals for like natural moringa pills or moringa powder that you can use to make a tea. So that alone, incorporating moringa into my diet every day, that alone worked wonders for me. And I'm happy to pass along that free information to you. This is often called the miracle tree, and it's used in many, many cases for different kinds of conditions. And so who knows what it may or may not do for you, but just look it up, Moringa, M-O-R-I-N-G-A. Okay, but here's where things get really weird. I realized that if my body was attacking itself and my bioenergy was becoming weak, then to sort of combat that, I really needed an extra energetic bioenergy boost, right? Like, and that's when I remembered all the stuff that I've heard for decades about so-called Nikola Tesla's purple energy plates. And my friend, the late, great Tim Beckley, co-authored a book with my friend, the fantastic Tim Swartz, called Classified Intelligence Report on the Miracle of Nikola Tesla's Purple Energy Plates. I actually interviewed Tim Swartz on episode 57 of this podcast, and you should go back and listen to that. So anyway, now the original Tesla purple plates are square or rectangular purple anodized aluminum. Now, anodized means electrically treated. So it's treated with a special process. This is purple anodized aluminum that, according to the creators, acts as a passive antenna for bioenergy. So imagine a piece of purple aluminum that could be anywhere from the size of a playing card or up to the size of a coloring book. And by simply being near the thing, you receive a bioenergy boost. So to better explain, here's what the back of this book says. It says, if you have heard of Tesla's purple energy plates previously and wanted to learn more about them, or if you're discovering them by accident for the first time, remember that nothing is a coincidence in the universe. The atoms and electrons of these restructured aluminum plates, which were developed by an apprentice working alongside Tesla, have been altered so that the purple plates are in resonance or in tune with the basic energy of the universe. They function as transceivers, creating a field of energy around themselves that will penetrate any material substance through osmosis. Okay, when we come back, I'm going to explain more about what these things are, and then what happened to me when I started incorporating it. And then I'm going to tell you the next big advancement here, the next generation, wearables. Okay? I'm really happy to share information that I believe may help a lot of people out there in these tough times. And in this book, they say, hey, Nikola Tesla was the man who saw and lived in the future. These purple plates will help to raise the vibrational rate of any individual using them. Many people place their food on the large purple plates when they are still in paper sacks from the market to keep their food fresher longer. Some people sleep on these plates by placing them under their mattress to help give them more stamina and vitality and relieve tensions. No medical claims are made or implied, but they are said to have benefited those individuals who have placed them on injured areas of the body. Indeed, a miracle may be on the way once you start working with this discovery, which has been given to the world by a man who was possibly the greatest genius of modern times. If we go inside the book to learn more about the origin of this, the history of this, it says that in 1943, a young electrical engineer named Ralph Bergstresser met Tesla in a combined effort to explore energetic options to help end World War II. Now, Bergstresser was impressed with the knowledge, demeanor, and the deep, abiding humanitarian ideals of Tesla, and Tesla gave Ralph inspiration regarding his knowledge and access to free energy. And he offered Ralph this curious clue. I bet you've heard it before. He said, quote, if you want to understand the secrets of the universe, look to vibration and frequency, end quote. Tesla died months after his meeting with Ralph. And although he lamented the passing of such a great light, Bergstresser was exhilarated by the possibilities and potential of free energy. With this, the torch of enlightenment had been passed on, and Bergstresser soon blended the futuristic thoughts about frequency and his scientific expertise to serve humanity. He spent the next 20 years of his life committed to breaking through the veil of matter to access free energy, and he succeeded in doing this in the early 1960s. Ralph was mindful of the oppression and ridicule Tesla had endured because he chose high ideals, and Bergstresser decided on a different strategy to try to get free energy to the masses. He introduced the Tesla Purple Energy Plate. He said that he chose an inexpensive medium, anodized aluminum, that when altered would act as a transceiver. A transceiver that drew in and radiated out universal life force energy, or free energy. The plate enhanced and benefited anyone or anything that was in close proximity to it. The plate was not charged like a battery, so it could never be discharged. As a matter of fact, the original plates are still doing a fine job. The Tesla Purple Energy Plates are a beautiful violet color and are a window into the fourth and fifth dimensional energy fields. They radiate life force energy, chi or prana, for a distance of 10 inches to 18 inches. And in no way can these plates be harmful. Bergstresser says that there is a frequency or vibration of energy that fills the universe. And it's not only beneficial, but also essential to all living things, whether human, plant, or animal. Man utilizes this energy with his mind. Every thought is transmitted by this energy. Every aspect of life in the physical depends on this basic energy or power of the universe. And spiritual growth is our only purpose and reason for being alive on Earth. Each individual must learn how to utilize this energy, and constructive use, positive use of this energy raises the level of consciousness and turns, and in turn raises the vibrational rate or frequency of a person. Every individual has a slightly different rate of vibration. And basically what we are looking into here is enhancing the life force or vital energy. The atomic structure of purple plates has been altered, allowing the atoms and electrons to resonate in tune with the basic energy that causes the particles of every atom and molecule to be in constant vibration. Once the structure of the atoms of the aluminum has been altered, they will remain in that condition, possibly indefinitely. The plates create a positive energy field around themselves that will penetrate any material substance by osmosis and is beneficial, they say, to all life, plants, animals, or human. And it says, science has proven that projecting love or positive energy to a plant means the plant will flourish, and the plate energy will do the same thing to plants. It says, burns, cuts, aches, and pains involve a sudden change to the normal vibration rate of tissue, and the theory is that the energy around the plates helps to accelerate the healing and thus return the injured area to its normal rate of vibration. Among the plates, many uses are that they are worn to raise personal energy levels and to protect one against electromagnetic radiation in the environment, blah, blah, blah. And it goes on to say, when using this measurement, the energy level of an individual who has begun to work on him or herself might oscillate or vibrate around 25,000 cycles per second. When a person holds a purple plate, the reading increases to 90,000 to 95,000 cycles per second. And it will not remain at that level except with continual use of the plate. So anyway, this goes on and on and on, talking about how many people use these large plates in their refrigerator to enhance flavor and freshness. By placing a glass of water on a small purple plate for 5 minutes, you induce this high vibration. Some people sleep with a plate beneath their pillow to ensure restfulness, even when one has only slept a short time. Others, and this is interesting, cannot sleep with the plates nearby because it will energize them and keep them awake. Wearing a small plate will cause most people to feel an increase in energy, and others find the best results wearing them for shorter periods of time, maybe 30 minutes or an hour each day. And you know, he goes on here and talks about how people use this in yoga, prana, for a release of energy to relieve pain. They say that injuries, like a burn, for example, involves a sudden change to the normal vibrational rate of tissue with accompanying pain. And the theory is the plates help to quickly return the injured area to its normal rate of vibration, relieving the pain. And users report that when the plates are placed on burns, cuts, aches, and pains in the human body, healing appears to be accelerated and the pain lessens or disappears. Okay, I think you get the picture here, right? So, obviously, I said, okay, I want to try this out. I need to try this out. But, like so much of this metaphysical stuff, the market nowadays is riddled with fakes. There is only one particular company that makes the real authorized purple plates today. And they've actually had to use legal measures to protect this secret, you know, secret way of making these things. The company is in the United States. I contacted the lady in charge and I asked her how they made them. I said, how do you make these things? And she was very friendly, but she says, well, as you probably know, this is a quote, as you probably know, it's somewhat of a secret exactly how they're made. But I can tell you it is done with a series of vibrations and the aluminum is specific to, end quote. So they truly are altering this aluminum. So, okay, I got a purple plate. And the first one I got was, oh, maybe like 4 or 5 inches by 4 or 5 inches. And I started putting it next to me while I was watching TV. And then I put it next to my bed. And I could not believe how much better I started feeling overall within a couple of days. And then Lauren, my wife, who is often annoyingly too skeptical and doubtful of all this stuff, she said she wanted to give it a try because she has an elbow that bothers her all the time. And within a couple of days, I had to buy myself a new one because she wouldn't give mine back. Now, here's where things take a very odd twist. Right when all this was happening, I took a trip to California to film a show with the Discovery Channel. And after the filming, we Lauren and I, we explored the West Coast and had some fun, and I ended up stumbling into this small metaphysical shop right by the ocean, and they had a small tray of these iridescent little bulbous kind of metallic objects I'd never seen before. And they were labeled as Buddha stones. Buddha. They were roughly shaped like little Buddhas. And I asked the guy working there, you know, what are these? And he had no idea. But I thought they looked super cool. I'd never seen anything quite like it. So I bought some of those and kind of forgot about them and put them in my pocket. And when I got back to Vegas, we stopped on the way in at a casino with a restaurant to eat. And after that, you know, I went and tossed a $20 bill into a slot machine and won over $500. And then later I was like, oh. So I continued having a lot of good luck. When I carried this Buddha stone with me, we have to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to tell you what I learned about this Buddha stone, because I actually had one of these ground up and studied by a science lab. I kid you not. I'm going to tell you what I found out about them, and then how I finally took all this to the next level. All right. And I've created something for some of you. So here I have this Buddha stone, this weird thing I've never seen before. And I started finding that whenever I would carry this thing with me, I would have a good day. You know, maybe I would just find a parking spot, or like some unexpected money would arrive somehow, or I would just get some good news about a friend or a loved one. I mean, there's just something about having this sort of rare Buddha stone, like in your pocket, your purse, you know. It's so rare that I still don't know exactly where they come from. All right. So all of this is like dovetailing for me. All right. I got the purple plate going. I got the Buddha stone going. And so I decided I was going to put together a little exclusive once in a lifetime kit for people who subscribe to my free e-newsletter and send them a purple plate and a Buddha stone and some other stuff. So I contacted the guy who owned the shop with the Buddha stones, and he said he had no idea what they were, but he looked in his storage unit, and I think he found like 100 of those. And I said, I'll take them all. I bought all he had. I notified my e-newsletter subscribers, and the kits sold out in no time. Since then, the feedback has been phenomenal. I've gotten so many emails from people like this one from Daniel in Florida. He says, one of my sons broke his ankle pretty bad this weekend. He was in a lot of pain and his leg was very swollen. Yesterday, I put my purple Tesla plate in his wrappings and instantly his eyes bugged out and he said, wow, it's so cold. Josh, he had several inches of wrappings and a temporary cast. There is no way he could have felt temperature. It was the vibrations. He's out of pain now, and the swelling is far lower today. I've kept the plates below his mattress. Hopefully we can avoid surgery. Thank you again for making this amazing new technology available to us. Cheers. Or I got this one from, Gina, and she says, we went to the casino, went to the tables and the slots. I pulled out my money sigil and rested it on the machine and took out my purple plate and kept it in my left hand. I spent $80 and I came out of the casino with $750. I could not believe it. 5 days later, I had to go to a convention that had hundreds of people and I won the only prize. And that was a pair of Apple AirPods Pro. I was floored, end quote. All right. So I could literally fill up the rest of the show reading testimonials like that. So I got obsessive about this. And I said, okay, well, it's great that the purple plates are helping, but I want to know exactly what this Buddha stone is. So I took this Buddha stone to a major lab and I paid them a lot of money to grind one of them down and analyze it and tell me what it is. And I got this super technical report back that breaks down everything. But here's the actual quote from the scientist who analyzed it. Even he was perplexed. And he said, quote, whomever made these nuggets did use almost all of the precious metals and platinum group elements, silver, gold, palladium, and the others. These were expensive to make. If we find out who made them, then perhaps they have a great source of ore, end quote. Okay. I swear my hand on a stack of Bibles. I'm not making this up. So I figured that, you know, that this sort of whirlwind of experiments with purple plates and Buddha stones would just never be repeated. But guess what? You know the old joke. How do you make God laugh? You tell him your plans. And that's when things took another turn that I did not expect, and this is a good one. I thought the best I could do at the time was just get a purple plate and keep it around me, and you know, maybe you stick it in your pocket or your jacket, and I thought I would never see another Buddha stone again. Well, I was wrong on both counts. I'd been keeping these plates near me, and then I found out that these purple plates can be machined into wearable purple plates, pendants, and cuff-style bracelets. And so Lauren and I immediately started wearing the purple plate pendants and cuffs as often as we could, and we both started feeling like we had more energy, felt much better than we had in years. And at the same time, just for the heck of it, on a whim, I contacted the guy who had the Buddha stones in California, and I just told him, hey, if somehow you ever come across those again, I'd like to buy whatever you have. We still don't know exactly where they come from. And here's what he said, much to my shock and surprise. He said he did have some more, but they are misfits because they don't have that nice sort of Buddha shape necessarily. And I said, I don't care. I will take all of them. And so I was able to get another 80 or so. And again, these are not the perfect Buddha-esque shape ones, but when I got them, they looked great and I love them too. So I have now decided to release one more updated kit, which I call Nikola Tesla's Purple Psionic Punch Wearable Manifestor Kit. So like I said, I got like 80 or so of these, and if you get one, you're going to receive the authentic wearable purple pendant, the authentic wearable purple cuff, and all this stuff is adjustable. Like the cuff, you know, you can look, I wear it and Lauren wears it and I'm a lot bigger than Lauren is. Okay. You get, if you're one of those first 80 or so people, you will get one of these misfit Buddha stones. And you will instantly receive a free bonus when you make the purchase. I'm going to send you the ebook version, a PDF of this book I've been reading from. The best book ever on the purple plates, thanks to the generosity of my friend, Mr. Tim Swartz. Now, once those 80 or so are gone, I may still be able to get some purple plate pendants and cuffs if you're willing to wait like a few weeks or a month or whatever, but those will not come with a Buddha stone. However, I will include some other kind of really powerful stone that I think will match with the kit. I don't want to say what it is, but that's what I'm thinking. So anyway, the 80 or so that I have right now will ship out immediately. But listen, if you are interested in all this at all and you want to experiment, don't waste your money on fakes that do nothing for you. I have the real deal, and I've used all my influence and contacts to make sure this is the real authentic stuff. So here's what you have to do if you're interested in getting one of these Nikola Tesla Purple Psionic Punch wearable manifestor kits. It's simple. Go to joshuapwarren.com. Click the link to the Curiosity Shop. You'll see that that page has now been updated, and you can scroll down and find the kit and see if it's available. And those of you who have followed me for years, you know that I'm not Amazon or Walmart. I'm just a small independent researcher who occasionally puts these kinds of things together, all 100% in the USA. And the story here is so vast and weird and exciting that I wish I had more time to dig even deeper with you, and in the future, I will. But for now, if you are interested in all this, one last time, go to the Curiosity Shop at joshuapwarren.com, and you'll understand why I want to make this available to you, at least the first 80 or so people. As for me, right now, here's the update, okay? I use my purple plate tech every day, and let's be honest, the rest of my life, the reality is that rheumatoid arthritis is just going to be something that I will have to deal with. It's genetic, and that's that. But betwixt these simple medicines I'm taking right now and the manifestation tools I am using, I am believing at this point that I am doing the best I possibly can to ensure that my future is a good one. And I know we all have to get old and break down and die eventually, and that sucks, and there's nothing we can do about it. But maybe we can mitigate that, because let me tell you something. Today, I feel great, and I want to keep it that way. And I would love to hear you say the same about yourself and your loved ones. So I probably won't be bringing this up anymore for a while. And I hope that you find that as helpful as it has been for me.